In Persevere Terms, by End Politicians, February 22, 2024, blog, Eye of Sauron, Graft, Politics, Scum of the Earth, Skulking in the Shadows, Throne Trolls, Writing. Get the facade out of here. Death from above. Yeah, most certainly intertwined pervertedly within the unceasing depths of despair. A shallow treatment for the drowning pool of the morosely heightened surface dwellers huffing and puffing exhaustedly refreshing, running rampant upon the ramparts of insensibility, an indefensible tactic by such of dispensable frantic hollowed lobbing of a now thoroughly defined trajectory. To and fro, there they go, scattered anomalies of production lying destruction, ever more grave in the making of their own, the false flag is sown, flown of sovereign deceit. Priming the slow-fused detonator explosive in nature. History proves, a natural phenomenon indeed. Death from above. A degenerate salvo, launched unthinkingly, hurled incessantly. The lines of demarcation hellbent upon deception, topographical scrambling leading to the now assured easement, a rite of passage left willingly, born of precision tectonics upon foundational shambles. Now a crater discussed beyond all recognition. Straight up, straight down it goes, distinguished duds buried deep of their own accord. Ordnance of ordnance set to reshape the landscape. Torn asunder of sky-high blunder. Beady buys indeed. News flash, a corded night light, a logically surged via an overloaded power outlet now so fizzled. Trapped. Running scared. After all, if incompetence doesn't work, time to double down on the forefront of the backside of the misstep guiding the sideways antics propelled in the centerpiece rounding out the architecture of aggression tortuously flaunted as the saving grace masterpiece now so hideously drawn out by the heads of state nothing other than a sheer cliff awaiting the not-so-sure-footed stumbling down the line herding of Teutonic shepherds barking of orders. Death from above. A war of words. More of the same old new beginnings launched incessantly in a new barrage of fresh-faced venal vocabulary of the shadowy scripted ventriloquists. Endlessly stockpiled justifications metered from the puppet-mumbling standardization of the participating politically and fiscally entrapped geographical locations. A plenty to go around, let them eat fake. The smartness of their utter stupidity. Alphabetical anemia and wordly witchcraft leading to paragraphical pestilence. The sickly consumptive nature spreads. Globalist democracy. Death from above. They shall go on to the end, they shall fight for globalists, they shall fight for foreign states and waterways, they shall fight with waning confidence and waning strength in their hot air, they shall not defend our sovereign interest, whatever the cost may be. They shall fight us on fiscal sanity, they shall fight us on a need for personal accountability, they shall fight us on our right to tangible democracy, they shall fight us to the end of our very lives. They will never surrender, until, in Satan's bad time, the New World Order, with all its death and graft, steps forth to the subjugation and the enslavement of old. Yes, death from above all right, certainly in more ways than one. Befitting the as-of-yet-identified latter is expediently assuring the now decades-long thoroughly transmogrified former, though in their inescapable delusional fantasy the two saliently displayed disgraces go interchangeably hand in hand like that of, oh, say, beholden globalist puppet moral prostitutes perpetrating and funding wars in foreign lands that have absolutely zero to do with national sovereignty or security, the benefit of mankind, logical actions. Fiscal sanity, or economic cooperation, and, oh, say, the supposed leaders of said globalist infiltrated countries literally choking the very life out of the West's defunct political and economic systems that have ruled so egregiously for far too long. Yup, hand in hand, one killing the other killing the one. True interoperable destruction on an epic scale. Death from above. If it is not innumerable Slavs endlessly forecasted with 100% chances of raining high explosives in a rapidly expansive downpour, or helpless Palestinians being vaporized on the whims of the depraved Israeli war criminal establishment, it is the creeping death of the aforementioned defunct political and economic systems, were those sitting atop the perverted head, supposedly above a second-class scum, are slowly asphyxiating themselves in an ever more mindless display of incompetent astonishment. Yep, willfully murdering others while so proudly committing suicide right before our eyes. Hand in hand. Ah, 21st century political progressivity, it blows. Winds of change upon the winds of self-destruction. Indubitably well on its way. Death from above. He crawled out from his donut hole. And now a word from your local Walmart greeter. Make that underqualified Walmart greeter, as he would have to memorize, "Hello, how are you today?" without having to read off of the script assigned to him by the manager at your local Walmart. Bill Bigelow Blair, a man so special that they had to invent a new cabinet position, Minister of Border Security and Organized Crime Reduction, for him to occupy, then abolish said cabinet position but 16 months later, to then give him the cabinet position of Minister of Public Safety and Emergency Preparedness, of which was whittled down to just Minister of Emergency Preparedness, only to be thrown empty-headed straight into reading the official globalist script as Minister of National Defense. A national defense that has been hijacked to wage a proxy war against Russia, through Ukraine, in a pathetic attempt to reconquer, for the Crown and its throne troll agents, Mother Russia's teeming bounty of natural resources, and obviously to spread rainbow flag diplomacy, three-legged women nation-building techniques, fiscal suicide, an obesity epidemic, gain another geographical location to posture up further against China, spread Frankenstein agriculture, globalist democracy, and on and on and on. And now, your local Walmart greeter. So there you have it, another 95 million more Canadian taxpayer dollars, to add to the already wasted 8.43 billion Canadian dollars, in order to supply but a measly 800 drones to the faltering Ukrainian armed forces now ever more desperately manned by youthful and overmatured Ukrainian cannon fodder that have been going nowhere and now officially moving backwards in their failed counter-offensive designated to reach Moscow by the year 2179. When Moscow II is built upon then radioactively inert site of where Kiev stood some 152 years earlier, but was reduced to an ash heap after Israel nuked Kiev 10 times over after confirming reports that 15 Palestinians managed to escape to Kiev from the Gaza Strip, in turn, avoiding the ongoing ethnic cleansing transmogrifying hideously into outright genocide. The Kodamites cometh. Let's taketh away. Hard to believe that in the 21st century, NATO 155mm, and 152mm and 122mm Russian artillery shells, along with endless drones, have become the gauge of the Russian Empire du jour war of which may come to be known as the War of the Girths, where the entirety of the North Atlantic terror organization is unable to keep up with 155mm shell production so as to keep Ukraine's ragtag army and foreign military advisors blasting away. Suppose it goes to show when air superiority is nullified. Is it possible for Russia to blow every airfield in Ukraine to smithereens, or at least into quarters, of which are capable of landing North Atlantic Terror Organization military supply planes, including Kiev's airports, forcing military supplies to be trained or trucked to the Eastern Front via Poland, Romania or Slovakia? Then when nearly repaired, hit the airfields again. Why not hit the roadways and railways too? The production of 155mm North Atlantic Terror Organization artillery shells certainly varies upon who opens their mouth to speak about it, obviously, for propaganda and bluster purposes, but say Ukraine is supplied with 100,000 artillery shells per month. That equates to around 3,333 artillery shells used every day, 139 artillery shells used every hour, and 2.3 artillery shells fired every minute. Is that a lot of artillery shells fired? Well, Russia is purported to be firing anywhere from 5 to 10 times more. Assuredly, one might surmise that there will be a major influx of trench art flooding the market. Goodness gracious, if the Slavic slugfest is going through drones like it is artillery shells, and it sure seems to be, Then one wonders how long Canada's donation of 800 drones at the total cost of $95 million, or $118,750 per drone, will last? Ah, Canada will be paying for more soon regardless. 155mm problems and Denmark ain't one. That's right, the whole shebang. No surprise, Royal Mongoloids reign supreme in the North Atlantic terror organization apparatus of funding the empire du jour. Russian war transpiring in the Ukraine proxy geographical location, of which Denmark, perhaps at the Danish government's Royal Brown Nose celebration of the ascension of yet another baton passing of a European monarch tracing their roots back to Teutonic troglodytism. Being more specific, Denmark, along with Norway, is a sickly branch of the House of Glücksberg emanating from Schleswig-Holstein, Germany. One must truly wonder if the idea for Denmark and Norway to simultaneously donate 9,155mm artillery rounds in June of 2023 was born of the pillow talk after King Harald V of Norway popped a couple of Viagras and proceeded to repeatedly violate every orifice of then Prince, and now newly initiated King Frederick of Denmark. "Welcome to the club, my boy," said Harald V, the salted cod. Kotami makes it official in the Teutonic annals of ascension, so rape the world we shall carry on. Tag, you're it. Eight of the leading nine entities funding and aiding Ukraine's proxy war on Russia are either constitutional monarchies, or have significant ties to European monarchies, including European institutions which are dominated by Western European bureaucrats infiltrated by the Crown. The United States being heavily infected by the Crown. Germany, the origin of nearly all European monarchy, therefore the birthplace of the filthy omnipresent Crown, of which the USA still occupies to this very minute. United Kingdom, the current head seat of the Crown. Tiny little Denmark of the House of Glücksberg. Norway also of the House of Glücksberg. Netherlands and the Mongoloid sickly branch of the Teutonic House of Nassau. And of course Canada. Willing passive sodomite of Queen Charles III. Royally screwed indeed by the actions of the crown-hiling politicians and entrenched bureaucrats in supposedly sovereign countries. Bring on the Romanov treatment for what ails. Death from above. So it goes. Production ramps up in their assemblies of assembly, signing those warrants of the double entendre. Senseless raining destruction, trajectory of defeat comes into range. Enemy's lines drawn ever closer, a comforting relief. Formative and misshapen, friendly fire is their base. Injurious is their front, to our path of no way back. Reeking of desperation, their acrid weapon of spotted deceit. Bird's eye view of revolution, clarity longingly takes toward flight. Death from above. CR.